All right, I'm going to lay it all out on the table because this needs to be said. Just because Donald Trump's approval rating is historically low, just because it's dropping every single day, as I'll show you in just one moment, does not mean the Democratic Party is automatically popular. In fact, the onus is on us to build an affirmative policy platform that excites the average American, or else we're going to lose again, or else we will be running on We Are Not Donald Trump, which is not a captivating policy platform for the average American. Now, Kamala Harris, she had some policy proposals, and so did Joe Biden, of course, but we need something large, intuitive, and something that can excite the average person. Something that my team and I have been working on is what we call Project 2029, a plan to end the corruption, end special interest group control, and revive our democracy. This is so incredibly necessary after 4 years of Donald Trump, who has been creating a new swamp. He promised to drain the swamp, but he got into office, surrounded himself with billionaires. It's the richest cabinet ever, and these billionaires are creating a new swamp, new ways of corruption, new pathways to enrich themselves, like Trump coin, like new contracts with their companies while slashing contracts with other companies. I'm looking at Elon Musk in this situation. So we want to lay this all out. We want to make sure that we are hammering home an affirmative vision for America. Again, the Democrats have been unified by our opposition to Donald Trump for the past decade or so, which is good. I mean, like, it's good to be unified against Donald Trump because he is a unique threat to democracy and he's just an absolute idiot. But at the same time, part of the reason that we've been losing, something that's been holding us back, is the lack of affirmative platform. So just because we're going to win the midterms, just because we are very likely to smack the Republicans around when the midterms come, that doesn't mean that we're automatically a popular party. And the good thing is, we have power. We as people have power. This new independent media circle that we're all building, we have power. The reality is, I mean, 150,000, maybe 200,000, 300,000 people will see this video across platforms. And after all is said and done, we'll have hundreds of thousands of like-minded people talking about this, having discourse, thinking about what direction we should go in. And that is how change is affected in this country. So make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you want to become a part of that movement. And let's just start with the polling about Donald Trump. Now, as I said, this is not the whole story. We've got to talk about the Democrats too, but it's important to add context and show you what just happened this morning, because a massive new poll came out showing that Trump is, like, he's not just unpopular. It has gotten to a point where he's more unpopular, or the same amount of unpopular as he was after January 6th in his first term, which was a historic low for a president. So, you know, 5 years later, Donald Trump is beating his unpopularity in his first term, and he didn't even insurrect the Capitol this time, which is just watch.
Numbers, but talk about what is driving this drop for the president.
What is driving this drop? I said record was the name of the game when it came to this segment, right? Talking about the lowest Trump has ever been going into the State of the Union, the lowest that any president has been this century going into a State of the Union at this point in their presidency. It is also the weakest that Donald Trump has ever been with independents. Look at this drop. We've been talking about it the past few months. At this point, a year ago, Donald Trump was at minus 13 points. Look at this, minus 47 points among independents, the lowest Donald Trump has ever been in either of his two terms as president with independents. That is driving these numbers. When you're 47 points underwater with independents, that's the name of the game.
Really, really bad. And you know what's interesting? This clip just popped up moments ago. This happened about 3 minutes ago. Donald Trump talked about his bad polling. Watch.
Tom Holman, Kristi Noem, our people, they've been incredible. The job they've done. And they take nothing but abuse, but, you know, they're sort of pretty hardened to that, I think.
I'm sorry, Kristi Noem, Tom Homan, and Kash Patel are facing backlash from the public, and Trump calls it abuse. What are we? And really quickly, starting any new business or venture is always overwhelming, but it's very important that you execute on whatever ideas you have. You take that leap and you pursue it. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is an e-commerce platform that has helped millions of businesses worldwide and powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. From massive household brands to people just getting started, they help streamline your business when it's overwhelming. They make it ridiculously easy to build a great-looking store with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. You don't have to have any design degree or any sort of experience. They just help you. And if efficiency is your concern, Shopify's built-in AI tools help write products, descriptions, headlines, and even enhance the product photos. So if you ever get stuck, if you're ever overwhelmed, Shopify's 24/7 customer support is always there for you as well. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/Adam Mockler. Click the link in the top of the description, and one more time, you get a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/Adam Mockler. Thank you, and back to the video.
Because they know they're doing the right thing. It just amazes me that there's not more support out there. It's just, we actually have a silent support.
Oh, my.
Silent. I think it's a, well, that's how I won. I got probably 85 million votes. They say 78 million, 79 million. They cheated in this election, too. It was just too big to rig.
This is quite literally dictator stuff. He's trying to up the margin of his victory to Assad-type numbers because he can't handle not having won that much. And then he says, there's silent support out there. Yeah, that's what I tell myself, too, when I had a bad moment. When everybody's hating on Kristi Noem, Kristi Noem is like, you know, there's a lot of silent support out there as well. But going back to our affirmative message, someone who I like a lot is John Ossoff. And I'll play this clip for you in just one second. But going back to our Project 2029 for a second, I want this to be a sort of, you know, community thing. I want you guys to comment regarding Project 2029, what you think we should include and the direction that you think we should go, and give feedback and criticism if you think a policy is not sound. Because it's not a personal attack. You're just saying, hey, I think you could refine the way you're wording this. But here's some examples on Project 2029, which is a plan to end corruption, end special interest group control, and revive our democracy. Number one, ban stock and asset trading by the president, vice president, senior executive officials in the administration, and Congress. That is a huge one that will remove the perverse incentives that are created when our most powerful officials are trading for themselves, or insider trading based off of information, or making a profit based off of us. Number two, end the dark money in politics, which is a very big, very obvious one. There should be transparency about who's donating. And number three, overturn Citizens United. Now, that will require Supreme Court reform, but ending Citizens United would allow campaign contributions to be capped. PACs and super PACs would be reformed, so they're a lot more transparent and less dirty. And then we're thinking of something called a universal tax rebate, which is closing all of the special loopholes that billionaires are able to take advantage of. There's 80-plus special loopholes regarding, like, tax write-offs for oil incentives or gas incentives or things that are just awful for our country, but billionaires are able to write it off. And collectively, they're able to save like $2.2 trillion collectively by writing off all of this. So imagine we end these loopholes that go to corporations and we redistribute that money with a universal tax rebate. On top of that, we ban gerrymandering nationwide. States have to adopt some form of nonpartisan independent redistricting with an independent commission or an algorithmic model. But just imagine this. Imagine how great would this be? This would be. You have an odd numbered commission of people. It's always an odd number so that there's a vote going one way or another. And we just make sure the maps are more balanced. Now, we have a lot more here. Ban participation of the president, vice president, and executive officials in prediction markets. Very important. We can even increase the accessibility for Americans to get IDs. Like, imagine if when you turn 18 years old, you get a free ID that helps identify yourself. That would solve a lot of the problems that Republicans claim they have with voting, because we just make it more accessible to everybody. Now, this is really, really good stuff, but the messaging part of it is also important. How do we wrap this up and message it? I personally think every Democrat needs to sound more like John Ossoff lately, because he helped run an anti-corruption investigative company years ago, like back in 2018. That's why he's so on point when it comes to corruption messaging. Take a listen to this. Make sure you drop a like.
Now, you remember, we were told that MAGA was for working class Americans. You remember that? But this is a government of, by, and for the ultra-rich. It is the wealthiest cabinet ever. This is the Epstein class ruling our country. They are the elites they pretend to hate. So prices are up, jobs are going away, Medicaid and school lunches are slashed, nursing homes are getting defunded. If you're Steve Bannon, and your pitch was Trump for the forgotten man and woman. How do you sell any of this? Trump was supposed to fight for the working class. Instead, he's literally closing rural clinics and hospitals to cut taxes for George Soros and Elon Musk.
This is really, really good messaging right here. We'll continue to cover this every single day on the Adam Mockler channel and push the country in the direction that we want it to go. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.